This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Groups, Mr. Vail, how about an independent investigation of that? Got another one, Mr. Schumer. How about an independent special prosecutor to investigate this whole seedy Iranian deal with the secret deals, the ransom payments, the release of terrorists that we find out after the fact? Let me tell you what's going on here, Sean. The President of the United States followed the Constitution, followed the law, and followed the advice of a Deputy Attorney General who won 94-6 his confirmation on April 25th. That means almost every single Democrat voted for him. You want to know why? The guy doesn't have a political bone in his body. He's worked for Bill Clinton. He's worked for George Bush. He is a career public integrity prosecutor, a criminal prosecutor. He's been an assistant U.S. attorney and a U.S. attorney. And Sean, the two big left-wing senators from Maryland went to his confirmation hearing, introduced him, and urged the committee to support him for deputy attorney general. This man comes into the Justice Department. He hears what Schumer has said. He hears what Clinton has said, and he has seen with his own eyes what Comey did. Then he watches Comey's testimony the week before, last week, in which Comey doubles down on his outrageous behavior. And what happens? He writes a memo to the Attorney General and says, Mr. Attorney General, this director of the FBI, I have to deal with him. He's my direct report. I don't trust him. He needs to go. And the President of the United States, in the end, did exactly the right thing. He did what Barack Obama didn't have the courage to do, which is to remove an FBI director that didn't have the temperament to be an FBI director.
Well said. Let's talk about this from the legal point of view. And you studied the Constitution your entire life. You were Ed Meese's chief of staff when he was the Attorney General of the United States. When we talk about, Mark, equal justice under the law, when we talk about a two-tier justice system, it is overwhelming and incontrovertible, the evidence that Hillary Clinton violated numerous laws, committed numerous felonies, and that's just on the email server scandal. The Uranium One deal in which you mentioned, the Clinton Foundation, all the she signed off, 20% of America's uranium going to Vladimir Putin. Now, there's a Russian conspiracy. And then, of course, General Flynn, the one law we know was broken was when this man was, okay, incidentally surveilled, but then unmasked, and then the surveillance leaked. And his entire reputation destroyed. That's a felony under the Espionage Act. For the average person that is maybe hearing some of these tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, what does it mean to this country if we have a two-tier justice system and we don't have equal justice under the law?
Well, the people of this country need to understand what the President of the United States did was take the advice of a career prosecutor who was confirmed 94-6 by the United States Senate and backed by almost every Democrat. And that career prosecutor, as opposed to Chuck Schumer, who is a career political hack demagogue, that career prosecutor looked at this case, and I might add, James Comey is under investigation by the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, too. That career prosecutor, who's now the Deputy Attorney General, nonpartisan, nonpolitical, looked at what Comey had done. He got in there April 25th. And by the way, I find it fascinating that Democrats say, why did he act now? The same Democrats who have stonewalled the confirmation of almost all of the president's cabinet selections, let alone his second-tier cabinet selections, finally this outstanding choice for deputy attorney general is confirmed 2 weeks ago. Looks at this situation and he says, this man needs to be removed. The answer is the president followed the Constitution and Chuck Schumer is undermining the Constitution.
All right, Mark, rare appearance. I ask all of Mark's fans to tell Mark, right, Mark, to come on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Unfortunate timing or White House cover-up? Conflicting narratives in the fallout of U.S. President Donald Trump's shocking firing of FBI Director James Comey. When asked why he fired Comey, Trump had this to say.
Because he wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
White House officials, meanwhile, were in damage control mode, fielding questions as to why Comey was fired in the middle of leading an FBI investigation into alleged collusion between Trump aides and Russian officials during the 2016 presidential election. They maintain Comey's mishandling of the Hillary Clinton email scandal compromised the FBI's reputation and shows his disregard for proper protocols.
I think it's been an erosion of confidence. I think that Director Comey has shown over the last several months and frankly the last year a lot of missteps and mistakes. And certainly I think that as you've seen from many of the comments from Democrat members, including Senator Schumer, they didn't think he should be there. They thought he should be gone.
While removing an official deemed an adversary or an obstacle to Trump's agenda is not new, acting Attorney General Sally Yates suffered the same fate, some critics say Comey's dismissal was more brazen in its disregard for constitutional checks to executive powers.
We are past the time for party politics. We are dealing with matters of national security and the integrity of our justice system.
A dramatic incident, but more likely a result of Trump's impulsive nature than part of a cover-up or constitutional crisis, says one Washington journalist.
Trump had been unhappy with his FBI director since the beginning and was looking to get rid of him at some point. So obviously something happened in the past number of days that led to what occurred on Tuesday.
That something could have been Comey's Senate testimony last week or his reported request for more resources for the FBI's Russia probe. Regardless of the reason, Comey is moving on and advised his staff in a farewell letter not to spend time on the decision. And whoever Trump appoints, the Russia story is not going away, with some lawmakers calling for an independent special prosecutor and four probes ongoing on Capitol Hill.
What the president did by firing the FBI director, there was absolutely nothing illegal about that. He has the right to do that. But there are ramifications, and just how deeply this causes turmoil for his presidency or wounds his presidency, we can't really say today.
A chilling effect that could further hurt the damaged reputation of America's top law enforcement agency.
Well, you know, this is the tough thing for those conservatives, and I can include myself in that. You know, when the president acts as was described, and I think fairly, that this was rather quick. You know, when you are in charge like this, especially when you are in a situation where the environment is so charged up anyway, it's okay to take your time. One of my old mentors used to say to me, Bill, you always want to do things with your timing, not based on somebody else's timing. And I really thought that that was wise counsel, you know, because sometimes you can jump into things when you're running businesses and you want to make a change. But it's like, who do you have ready to take the place? You know, who's going to come in right behind this? Just my bit of counsel for what it's worth, not that Donald Trump is calling me and asking me about this because he is his own man. And I think we're finding this out time and time again, is that he wants to move his agenda around. Once he makes a decision, he is that type of CEO that's going to pull the trigger and make the decision. But my counsel to him would have been, who do you have? You know, who are your nominees? You've got to give somebody, or you got to give the people, at least your followers, to say, look at, we've got Comey out of there, but look who's waiting in the wings for approval and that we're going to put in his place.
Do you have a preference on that?
Do I have a preference on
who he puts in?
Not particularly right now, although names like Trey Gowdy have been put out there. And
that's one of my favorite people.
I like Trey Gowdy as well. But still, you know, I would have said, okay, here's, you know, you've got to give people the complete package of where you're going. You know, fine, all right, so you took care of Comey and the people that hate Trump, you know, and are the anti-Trumpers, they're going to find their way in their position, and you're seeing that loud and clear.
Well, that wouldn't have mattered whether he kept them or he got rid of them. Those people would have still been upset.
Well, of course, well, they have been upset.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been, you know, with every adverse report that comes out of the FBI that is in more indicting about Hillary Clinton, you know, they get upset. You know, the Democrats want him out of there. And, and conversely, you know, when we hear stuff and, he, like we did back in July, where he said, well, here's everything. Here's all the reasons to charge her, and then chooses not to. And then on top of that, they come up with a story that he overstepped his bounds. I'm not sure if he overstepped his bounds or if Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama said, we ain't touching this. We're going to take a step back. And Comey, maybe because of his ego, I don't know. Some are suggesting that he was a bit egocentric and wanted to make sure that he took charge of this and overstepped his bounds, which is what Rosenstein had said. You know, he acted outside of his purview as the FBI director. And I think this is I think Rosenstein's evaluation was correct, was right on, is that we do not need a law enforcement officer out there making these decisions. They need to do the investigation. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's what he needs to do. Does the investigation, turns it over to justice, and they're the ones, you know, Loretta Lynch was supposed to be the one, or Sally Yates to be the one to come forth and say, okay, based on the findings, we are going to move to the next step here with Hillary Clinton. That didn't happen. But I'm telling you, my gut tells me, based on the whole optics of this whole deal, I mean, Loretta Lynch had gotten herself in trouble. She didn't want to recuse herself, remember, after the tarmac episode with Bill Clinton. So she just kind of went into the shadows. And now it's convenient. I think it's a bit convenient to throw Jim Comey under the bus here a bit and say, well, he overstepped his bounds. I'm not sure he overstepped his bounds as much as people just failed to do their jobs. You know, Loretta Lynch probably said, I ain't touching this one, you know. And so, you know, I think there's a little bit of that, you know, that going on as well. But again, Trump moving at the speed of Trump that he does leaves his constituency in the dust. And, you know, he needs to slow down just a little bit and give them the vision of what is going on. It is the nature of, this type of, the way politics runs, the way we're getting involved with it, he needs to be a little bit more tutorial. This isn't Trump International, where he can go down the hallway and everybody knows that, okay, well, the drumbeat has changed, so now we got to, get in step with this new drumbeat, and everything happens quickly because, you know, he is Donald Trump. But when you're the president of the United States, it doesn't quite work that way. So he's caused some brain damage, but this is of his doing. And this is his presidency, so it's up to him to be sensitive to this and make the necessary changes. I think he will, but it's going to be a process. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
What should happen now, what must happen now, is that Mr. Rosenstein appoints a special prosecutor to oversee this investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein sat in the Judiciary Committee and promised to appoint a special prosecutor at the appropriate time. He said, quote, I am willing to appoint a special counsel whenever I determine that it's appropriate. So my colleague, Senator Coons, asked him, Would you agree that it's vital to the assurance of confidence in our democracy and law enforcement system that any investigation into these matters be fair, free, thoroughly, and politically independent? Mr. Rosenstein answered, yes, I do. This morning, the Democratic caucus met to discuss the circumstances of Mr. Comey's dismissal by the White House. There are many questions to be answered and many actions to be taken. We will be pursuing several things in the coming days and weeks that we decided in our caucus, and we will have more to say about those next steps in the days ahead. But there are three things that our caucus agreed must happen right away. First, Mr. Rosenstein should not be the one to appoint a special prosecutor. That responsibility should go to the highest serving career civil servant at the Department of Justice.
Okay. Did he contradict himself in the same statement? I mean, okay, all right.
Yes,
that's what I'm trying to follow.
It started
this
with him saying that, what's his name, should be the one
Rob Rosenstein, yes, right.
And then he, at the end he says that it should be the highest, the longest serving civil servant.
Well, help me out here for just a minute, okay? With all this bluster that's going on, isn't Congress, aren't the senators, aren't they supposed to, like, do this investigation themselves? I mean, to hear them talk, it's like they're saying that they're nincompoops and they're incapable of conducting an investigation themselves. I mean, what are we paying these guys for?
Well, I want to know who the longest-serving one person is, because I'm willing to bet that person lines up very closely to what they want.
Well, of course. Well, you know, I mean, there's got to be, you know, some reason that he would say that. Why specifically the longest-serving? Not the one that's most qualified, just the one, the longest-serving. You know, so, yes, I mean, all these... You're exactly right, Scott. I mean, you got to listen to what they're saying and know that in politics, it's always, as someone said, I think it was Charles Krauthammer the other night said, it's all about advantage. It's not about solutions. It's not about getting down to the bottom of this and really getting the truth. It's just, okay, what kind of political advantage do we have here? Let's jump all over this. And this is why conservatives are going absolutely wacko over some of the movements that this president takes, because he keeps handing them the ball. It's like, no, wait a minute, this is time to score. It's, you're on your end of the goal. You know, you can score some points here. Oh no, let's just give them, you know, let's give the other team the ball. He's just driving people crazy.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and it's frustrating because sometimes it feels like they've completely forgot why they're there. They're not there to fight each other.
Right.
They're there to try and make things better for all of us. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be working together for all of us.
Well, you know, and the common thing that helps everybody is the truth. Get me the facts, like Joe Friday. Just the facts, ma'am. Give me the facts. That's what we need. Let's get the facts here, and they'll tell everything, and we'll figure this stuff out. I mean, we've been exercising ourselves over, you know, the whole situation with whether it was Comey, the Russian involvement, that sort of thing. We still don't have anything here. You've got experts saying, well, there's not a whole lot there. You even have Comey himself saying that there's no collusion. And, you know, okay, what else do we need to do? Let's all get on the same page, pursue the facts. Let's tie this up and let's move on. Because meanwhile, you've got most of America, Main Street, going, you know, I don't care about this stuff. I just want to work. You
well,
know, where's my job?
It's actually one of my favorite things, narratives that they're doing here, where he fired them to get in the way of the Russian investigation. Well, all it did was bring a bunch of attention to it.
Yeah.
It's not like they can just drop that and it goes away.
And of course,
everybody's now watching it.
And, of course, who's in the Oval Office yesterday? You know... It's like, you know, here you got Russia in the Oval Office, and it's just like the timing is just beautiful that you've got all this stuff and fussing going on. And, you know, I was waiting for Maxine Waters or some other, ideologue to come in and go, oh, they're planning, you know, they're having a strategic session and how they can influence the midterm elections and everything
else. Well, at least to her credit, she at least came out and blatantly said it. Look, if Hillary Clinton would have did this, I'd have been fine with it. But with Donald Trump doing it, I'm against it.
I know, really, exactly. Okay. It's like, yeah, well, at least you're honest. I mean, and brutally so. But this is the left for you. You know, the right, Molly Hemingway, I like what she said in The Federalist, says anyone is welcome to believe that this firing was unwise and to make the case for that, but it's wise to make that case calmly. I mean, this is the challenge that we have with our rhetoric right now, is that it's brutal and it's very disuniting. And now it's like either you agree or disagree. I mean, we got, you know, people fighting, I mean, literally, you know, getting in conflicts over this and the language that's being thrust around. And look at the unhinging of the media types and, you know, what they're saying. Oh, wow. I mean, you know, it's like it's like the media wants everybody to put on a tinfoil hat here. It's like, let's throw reason out the door. It's got to be this, you know, that Trump is avoiding. He's so up to his elbows and ears in the Russians that, you know, this is all just an obvious sign. This is why he got rid of Comey. And, of course, this is on the heels of it just so happened that Comey had requested more funds and more personnel in order to look into the Russian scandal. And here we've got Mike Flynn being subpoenaed. That we've got a grand jury now in place. And so, you know, hey, I welcome all the things that are relevant to due process, because this will get us to where we need to be. And that's outside of the court of public opinion, where you got all these ideas flying around that some of them are pretty wacky.
Well, I think you hit it on the head, too. It would be nice if Trump would sometimes just stay out of his own way on some of this. Because he created a situation here that didn't have to be created at this point in time. I think you're 100% right on that. Sometimes he's so impulsive that he can't even stay out of his own way. Because now his people are answering questions that they're answering questions of people that are speculating, and they're in a position where they can't tell us everything.
Well, and the thing is about the speculation, I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, this is what I think, or, you know, to speculate in that. But some of them are presenting their language like it's sacrosanct. I mean, it is fact. No, it's not fact. You don't know the facts. You don't know Donald Trump's heart. And they suggest with some of their statements they do. I mean, and to your point here, you got Matthias Schwartz from The Intercept, and this is a lefty. What's most notable about Rosenstein's memo is what it does not say. Okay, now we're looking in between. I mean, the conspiracy now is really going deep here. So now it's not.
Well,
so
these are the same people that look at the people that do conspiracies and say, well, they're nut jobs.
Right, exactly.
Well, now you see why they do what they do. Because you see things, and if you start wanting. Look, you can connect any dots that you want to connect. You just gotta, if you think long enough and hard enough, you can figure something out. It's like the six separations of the Kevin Bacon game.
Right, exactly.
Where you're six people away from anybody in the world.
Yeah. Another lefty comment here from Lawfare. Says, getting rid of Comey removes the guy who is running the Russia investigation. It removes the essential person for a credible investigation. Really? He was the essential one? I mean, like, the FBI doesn't have a bunch of people on this, that there's nobody there, and the Justice Department? Look, at the investigation, that is their job, and they will do it, because that's what the FBI continues to do, and they've got good people there. So, hey, look, let's allow due process to operate, and we will be the beneficiaries of it all the more.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a 5-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Coming at you in this independent network of over 280 markets and around the world via shortwave. Welcome. Good to have you along with us as we continue to talk about those things that matter in your life. And with us right now, let's bring on the one, the only, Stacy Washington. Stacy is a member of the National Advisory Council, the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, a local radio host in St. Louis. Her program, Stacy on the Right, Emmy-nominated TV personality and a popular public speaker. Stace, how are we doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, wonderful. As always, in the midst of your own fire as well, crisis management is the order of the day these days, to say the least. Stacy, I am, on one hand, I'm sorry for what you are personally enduring right now, but I know the way you are, the way your daddy raised you, is that this is an opportunity, and it's, at points in our lives as we live, as we go through this journey that we call life, there are those times where, you know, there's swords and you got to figure, is it worth falling on it? And for you, you made a decision. I mean, it's who you are. You're true to yourself. You're true to the things that you believe in. Meanwhile, you expose, you know, those people and those institutions that, have their own viewpoint and their own perspective, right?
It's true. And I have to stress for people who are listening and thinking, okay, you got suspended from the Post Dispatch and now this huge news story. But if you think it through just for a second and take me out of it, this story is a larger indictment of the media, the print media organizations across the country who, back in 2013, Indiana University did a study and it showed that only 7% of reporters, journalists, people who work in newsrooms actually claimed Republican affiliation. The majority of them claimed no political affiliation, but only 7% said they were Republican. So that shows you what kind of views are getting tossed around the table when they're in these meetings deciding what stories make it into print, what perspectives are going to be allowed on the opinion page, and so on. Mm-hmm. So this story illustrates that. And the most kind of, there's an irony to this that once I step back from it, I can laugh at this point, but in the moment I felt like, you can't be suspending me for writing a column about how newsrooms in America need to be more balanced in their perspectives, especially as it pertains to conservative thought. You're suspending me?
Yes.
So they did that because they said, you have had this professional relationship with the NRA, and you've been an advocate, paid or unpaid, for the gun industry. And these things are not true. An advocate mm-hmm. is someone who is paid and working through a specific program or schedule to promote something for a specific end. I support the Second Amendment because it's a part of the Constitution. My father's in law enforcement. I'm a veteran. You know, mm-hmm. it's my personal reasons, and I have every right to support the Second Amendment. It's constitutional and it's legal.
Right.
My work with the NRA has all been volunteer. Hey, Stace, you want to fill in on Camera Company? Sure, that would be an honor. And
right.
I do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to, you know, come on Colleon Noir and talk about this story out of Missouri where someone got shot and the person defended themselves with a firearm? Sure, absolutely. Let me read up on that story and then come on and talk about it from my perspective. That's all we're talking about here. As I've done for thousands of other radio shows, including yours, Bill, mm-hmm. I've been on your
yes.
show quite a bit.
Right.
I'm not a professional advocate for Bill Martinez, and
yeah.
and I wouldn't expect you to pay me mm-hmm. to come on your show and talk about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really surprised by their action. But the reason I decided to terminate the contract was because of the communication between the editor and I, and because he said my column was factually inaccurate and was hugely problematic, but he wouldn't say how. He wouldn't
mm-hmm.
say what the errors were. He wouldn't say what the problems were. He shifted to that after I proved to him that they were aware that I've, you know, done radio and TV with the NRA before. And when I told him it was unpaid, it kind of took the teeth out of the reason for the suspension. So he shifts to these insults of the column, which he edited and he posted in the paper and online, because I can't do any of those things as a freelancer.
Right. And so did he post it under your byline or independently?
Well, so it's me. It's posted as Stacey Washington on the Other Views page.
Mm-hmm. On the other,
across
yes.
Across right. from the editorial page that they call the platform.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, I'm on the Other Views page with, and there, I have papers here at the house that I went to the Walgreens and purchased
mm-hmm.
because the day that my column appeared, the other columnist for that day from the syndicated side presenting the conservative thought was Charles Krauthammer. So I'm looking at the newspaper, I'm holding it up in the Walgreens, and there's my tiny little picture uh-huh. of my head at uh-huh. the top. And then there's Charles Krauthammer's head at the bottom. I'm like, I'm on the same page of the newspaper as Charles Krauthammer,
yes.
so I'm buying
yes.
this copy. You know,
it's
so,
all good, yes.
Yeah. So just to give you an idea of how I was doing this professional journalistic type thing, I'm running to the Walgreens and buying the newspaper and showing the lady, look, that's me.
Mm.
Look, I'm on the same page as Charles Krauthammer. She's
right.
like, what?
Well, and you know, to bring everybody up to speed here, you kind of touched on the summary, but you know, because we jumped in this so quick, I didn't want to leave our audience in the dust, but just summarize very quickly, you know, you were first suspended, and now
mm-hmm.
you just said, well, suspend this, right?
Basically. I did. So I submit the column on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He edits it and returns it to me with his comments on Thursday, which means he's approved it for print because he sends me the edited version, which is the one that appears in the paper. I travel to the NRA annual meetings in Atlanta. I don't take my laptop because I'm not working. And then Friday, the column appears in print and online. Friday afternoon, they suspend me. Friday night at about 11:50, I terminate the contract. And Sunday, they leak it to the media here locally in St. Louis that I've been suspended, but they don't include the fact that I've terminated the contract. One of the broadcast professionals here that I've been on his television show before, who coincidentally has actually paid me to be on his TV show every single time I've been on anyway.
Right.
He says, will you come on my show and talk about this? And so I said yes, not because I wanted to publicize it. I hadn't mentioned it to anyone but a couple of friends at the actual annual meetings and my husband.
Mm.
So I no one knew about this, not even my friends that I meet with for book club and, you know, my little inner ring circle. I hadn't told anyone. And then they leak it. So I go on Camo X.
Leaks abound. Leaks are just, I mean, that's the new currency, isn't it? I guess it's old currency. It's always been around, but
for liberals, because instead of them just saying, you know, they're going to have to make an announcement in the paper anyway, they leak it. So then it gives me, now I have to either go out and defend myself, or I have to sit there and let other people speculate about what happened. So that's what I did. I went on Camo X and talked about it. The Riverfront Times, the alternative newspaper here, they asked their reporter to interview me. I spoke to him for about a half an hour. He wrote this outstanding news report piece, none of his own opinions in it, just a report of what happened. And that's where the ball started rolling. And so now it's, you know, I've done, I don't know how many radio appearances and television shows talking about this. And the point that I want people to remember, this is not about the NRA. The NRA is not indicted. They're not a co-conspirator of any kind. They're not an illegal organization. This is about the fact that if you use terms like dwindling subscription numbers and, you know, circulation is down to talk about print media, they're going to come back at you with the hammer because they don't want to be introspective. They don't want to look at themselves. They don't want to really examine why most Americans no longer trust print news. It's not because of people like me. I'm freelancing. I wrote 25 columns there. I barely made a dent in a career at the Post-Dispatch. But they have been there for decades, and they've been leaning to the left for at least 20 years, and that's why their subscription numbers are so far down. And if they want to make a change, they have to start being from the neutral perspective instead of leftist.
Well, Stacey, we've been saying on this show repeatedly, and I think you and I have had this conversation previously as well, and that is, what is the genuine function and the reason for newspaper publications but to document history? And dare I say, when we go back and look, you know, when the next generation comes in, you know, 50, 100 years down the road, looks back at this time and space and going, what were these people thinking? And trying to figure out, you know, a clear understanding and an objective understanding of what was going on in our country based on the newspaper reports. They're going to be greatly confused because it's so loaded with opinion that they really can't count on the evidence and the historical record of it all, right?
You're so right, Bill.
Yeah,
and
big problem.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Stacey, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us as always. Stacey Washington on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello, I'm Dr. Chirakuri, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, hey. Got to show a little bit of the Steve Evans thunder, you know, squeeze in a Bill Martinez reference here, but you know the music and you know what this means. It is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California. That would be the movie capital of the world. We're talking the one, the only, the movie guy. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. So is Guardians.
Yeah, you think?
Galaxy Volume 2 not disappoint last weekend. Yeah. $146.5 billion in this country alone, another $128 million worldwide. Obviously, number one. And
Does Disney feel sorry for the rest of the the movies out there that they took, about 85% of the budget for the weekend?
Do they feel sorry, in a word?
Of course not.
No, they'll take it while they can.
Exactly.
This is the 15th Marvel movie that has opened in the number one position over the last 9 years. 15 movies.
Wow.
They've generated $11 billion worldwide. I know, I don't want to get too far into the numbers, but whoever came up with the idea of making movies from comic books, that was a pretty good idea. Obviously.
Exactly. Well, he's retired, not getting any kind of... you know, a little kiss or, you know, a bonus or anything like that, you know, probably.
Sitting under a palm tree.
And how many times was he thrown outside the office? I don't want to hear about comic books. Get out of here. We don't want to hear about this anymore, you know?
I don't know. But, boy, it was a great idea, man. That's 15 movies opening at number one.
And now they're probably going, hey, look at, you know, numbers are falling down. We got a stock market report. What about a comic movie? We got another comic. When's the next comic movie coming, right?
Yeah, there's no pressure there. We have right. 15, we want to see 16 movies opening at number one.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's what's going on with Guardians of the Galaxy. Fate of the Furious was number two. Boss Baby continues to hang in there, $156 million so far. How to Be a Latin Lover, still in the top five. Then we have Beauty and the Beast in the number five position. That should break $500 million here any day, any time real soon. Okay,
exactly.
Out this weekend, we have a movie called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Now, this is a movie which cost about $175 million to make. I don't think it's going to do very well at the box office this weekend. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
You're telling me it's not a Camelot?
No, I'm telling you. Yeah, you know, it's directed by Guy Ritchie. Remember Sherlock Holmes a few years back?
Yes.
You know, with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. And, you know, there's something, to me at least, maybe just something about me, but there's something a little incongruous, as they say, about a movie based in a particular period of time with all the special effects. You know, you had Sherlock Holmes and all these incredible effects. It just didn't seem to work. Now, that's also the case with King Arthur. I mean, there are a lot. It's directed by Guy Ritchie, a lot of editing and a lot of, you know, special effects in this one. it just doesn't seem to fit. But first of all, let's talk about the story, of course. This is about King Arthur. When he was a child, his father is murdered. His uncle, played by Jude Law, seizes the crown. He's robbed of his birthright, and with no idea who he truly is, he comes up the hard way in the back alleys of the city. But once he pulls the sword from the stone, his life is turned upside down, and he's forced to acknowledge his true legacy, whether he likes it or not. Charlie Hunnam plays King Arthur in this particular movie, and we have Jude Law, directed by Guy Ritchie. So, you know, only 23% of the critics are recommending. Here's what they're saying. They're saying it's patchy and chaotic, but also an energetic spectacle. So if that's what you're looking for this weekend, maybe King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, is for you.
Yeah, you don't want that kind of adjective associated with you, being patchy.
No, or chaotic doesn't work either.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, chaotic, I can live with being a bit chaotic. That's okay. But being patchy, I mean, you can say anything about me, but don't say I'm patchy.
You don't want to go there. Yeah, don't want anything to do with the patchy thing. Guardians of the Galaxy probably will be number one. That's another problem for King Arthur this weekend. It's up against some pretty stiff competition. This weekend marks the return of Goldie Hawn to the silver screen. We have a movie called Snatched, which she appears in this movie along with Amy Schumer. I love Goldie, but she hasn't made a movie since 2002. She did Banger Sisters back in 2002. And if you want to do the math, that was 15 years ago. Which is to say, Goldie isn't any spring chicken. She's about 71 years old.
Well, she had to have some work done, Steve-O. I mean, you know,
I have been in love with that woman since last end.
And so really, so you're jealous of Kurt Russell?
Well, no. You know, she's just got this great personality. And hopefully this movie works. She's starring with Amy Schumer. The story is here, after her boyfriend dumps her on the eve of their exotic vacation, the impetuous dreamer Emily, played by Amy Schumer, persuades her ultra-cautious mother Linda, played by Goldie Hawn, to travel with her to paradise. They're polar opposites. Emily and Linda realize that working through their differences as mother and daughter in this unpredictable fashion is the only way to escape the wildly outrageous jungle adventure that they've fallen into. Here's what one critic says. It's a profane, wildly scattershot comedy that rides almost entirely on the sheer life force of its two stars. Now, a lot of life force with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. Maybe the one for you this weekend. 36% recommending. This is Mother's Day weekend, so maybe a mother-daughter thing. You know, go take mom to see a profane movie starring Amy and Goldie. It's called Snatched. We have another movie out this weekend, which is called The Wall, which is directed by Doug Liman. Now, he's the guy that did The Bourne Ultimatum and The Edge of Tomorrow. Sounds really interesting. This is a psychological thriller that follows two soldiers pinned down by an Iraqi sniper with nothing but a crumbling wall between them. And their fight becomes as much a battle of will and wits as it is of its lethally accurate marksmanship. Sounds like an interesting film. 65% are recommending The Wall this weekend. And then a movie that it may be worth the ticket price just to show up and see the cars. It's one called Lowriders. This is set against the backdrop of East L.A.'s near-spiritual car culture. You got Danny, this talented young street artist, who's caught between the lowrider world inhabited by his old school father and his ex-con brother and the adrenaline-fueled outlet that defines his self-expression. I would show up to see the cars.
They're good. Are you kidding me? They're awesome. They're great fun. I mean, you talk about creativity and that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's
because you have these cars. They're incredibly, you know, they do this amazing work restoring these cars.
They're not cheap.
No,
they are
not
cheap. There's a lot of money invested in these cars.
And they came up with the idea of installing the hydraulics.
Yes.
So you see these guys, they have to be able to get together, and these cars aren't going anywhere, but they're going up and down and to the side, and it's pretty cool. It's called Lowriders out this weekend, 57% recommending. Then we have a movie which I'm going to take my wife to see, which is called Paris Can Wait. 57% recommending this one. This is directed by Eleanor.
Well, this is right on the heels of you being there, right?
So, I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I want to go see it, actually. But it's directed by Eleanor Coppola, who's the wife of Francis Ford Coppola. She must be in her 70s at least, and this is her feature film debut, a romantic comedy with Diane Lane, which proves it's never too late, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
starring
exactly.
Diane Lane and Alec Baldwin. Anne is at a crossroads in her life. She's married to the successful, driven, but inattentive movie producer played by Alec Baldwin. Anne, played by Diane Lane, unexpectedly finds herself taking a car trip from Cannes to Paris with a business associate of her husband. Should be about a seven-hour drive. It turns into a carefree two-day adventure, complete with diversions involving picturesque sights, fine food, wine, humor, wisdom, and romance, and a reawakening of Anne's senses, giving her a new lust for life. What else do you need there?
Well, I'll tell you, is Alec Baldwin going to get typecast? I mean, he's always getting, you know, caught up in these, you know, these relationships that he's trying to revive. He's the hardworking, distracted guy, and all of a sudden he's got to go and save a damsel and save himself.
It seems to be working for him, but when I read about this successful, driven, inattentive movie producer, I thought, boy, that's a great part for Alec, you know? So 57% recommending Paris Can Wait. And then we have a movie called The Wedding Plan, which is really an interesting Israeli film. I've never seen a plot like this. Mm-hmm. We have a woman who's supposed to get married, looking forward to getting married, but she's blindsided by her fiancé's decision to call the whole thing off with only a month's notice. So she doesn't want to return to her lonely, single life, so she decides to put trust in fate and continue with her wedding plans without the groom, believing that Mr. Right will appear by her chosen date.
So if you build it, they'll come kind of thing, huh?
That's kind of the idea here. She thinks that, you know, that she books the venue, sends out invitations, buys a wedding dress, as her skeptical mother and sister look on with trepidation. So you have a month-long search for a spouse. She goes on different, you know, goes out with different guys, gets involved with matchmakers and things like that, and continues with the plans for the wedding. As the day of the ceremony grows closer, no suitor appears, but Macau puts everything on the line to find happiness. But that's a great idea. 79% recommending The Wedding Plan this
week. Hey, why not? The way marriages are working today, you just put yourself on a timeline. I had a buddy that did that. He not liked it, but I mean, you know, he just said, hey, you know, he's a business guy, and all of a sudden he woke up one day and said, I think I'm going to get married. Well, who are you dating? I don't know. So he went on one of these great expectation websites, and he was on a mission. I mean, he was just checking them off. And I forget how many dates he went on, and it was like, you know, excessive, like 40 dates in 30 days. I go, wait, how do you do that? He goes, well, they weren't really dates. You know, it was like, meet me for coffee, and I kind of, oh, okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense. But, I mean, he just went through just a ton of dates in order to get them.
How did it end?
Well, he got married, and then got divorced.
Wow. That's in the sequel. That's the bigger part.
Well, exactly. Well, that's why they have sequels, because you want to know about the after party, I guess. But what an interesting concept here. I bet this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like a good movie. And, of course, you know, one maybe you want to see on Mother's Day, weekend.
Yes, Scott says, way to end on a downer. Yeah, he got divorced. Well, we've got lots to choose from. We'll pick you back up. We'll see you at the movies, okay? Don't forget the popcorn. Steve-O, the movie guy, thank you so much, buddy. Great job.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Maybe not.